Blog Talk Radio.
This is Stanley Culpepper, Kiki Culpepper's granddad, and you're listening to ChristCast 2020. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
Kiki's granddad up front there. Is he a pastor or a deacon? He reads like one. He sounded like one.
He just has a good voice.
He does have a good voice. I had a very nice conversation with him yesterday. I guess he's up in the Metroplex with the 214 area code.
He lives in Fort Worth.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's the Metroplex. Hey, this is the ChristCast 2020. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And it is two generations with
one mission.
To recruit an army of digital disciples
for the glory of God.
And I'm up to 343 points on my Chick-fil-A app.
It bumped up for quite a bit.
That's right. And don't forget the Chick-fil-A app. It's one app with
endless awesome.
And that's right. And I actually got an email this week that the general manager here, Hal Leedy, gave me a free chicken sandwich. Maybe everybody. I don't know. But I got a free chicken sandwich.
That's so nice.
Although it might be Proverbs, the old saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch. There might be if you've got the Chick-fil-A app. So this week we're talking about Ecclesiastes, and I got a hold of your grandfather because this is the book of the Bible that asks the age-old question. And I don't mean to be sexist, but I always see it from a man's point of view. What's the point of all of this? Why do we get up in the morning? Why do we go to work? You know, what's it all about? I'm looking at your dad. He's gone. I know. We all think about this. It's tricky to figure this out. And so from the opening book of Ecclesiastes, and some of your Bibles may translate this word as vanity. In my Bible, the New International Version, it is meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
What do people gain from the labors under their sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets, and hurry back to where it rises.
The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course.
All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full.
King Solomon needs a hug. Man, this guy is bummed out about something.
Honestly.
Yes. Lives in this beautiful palace.
That was his own personal decision.
Never worked a day in his life, and here he is.
He's like,
saying,
why am I doing
all of this? And that's what this book of the Bible, like the book of Esther, it was widely debated if it even belonged in the Bible. But it is in the Bible, so let's talk about where we are in the Bible. Again, with King Solomon dying 931 years before the birth of Christ, it's clearly in that 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, and again represents that 1,000 years of
fulfillment time.
The Jews had time to start writing music and really
praises
thinking
and
about
whatnot.
Stuff like this, and so that's where we are in the Old Testament. And of course, who wrote it?
King Solomon technically wrote the book, but he was the only son of King David that followed in his father's footsteps to rule over Jerusalem and over Israel from
the city of
Jerusalem.
Which is interesting because, as we like to point out, that little patch of earth that God said belonged to his chosen people,
he kept it.
Still there, by the way. There's no debating that. We moved our embassy back to Jerusalem last year. I guess it was last year. And I just thought, well, it's about time. That's when I said, oh, newsflash, Austin is still the capital of Texas. So.
That might change in the future, though.
Might.
Who knows?
Well, listen, we're going to talk about the book of Ecclesiastes, how it applies to our lives today, and we will do it all right after
this.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
All right, we're back from
Welcome
the break.
Back.
That's an old song, I think from the year I was born, a secular song that has a biblical theme to every season, turn, turn, turn. I think that was the birds. I'll find out later when I add in the music.
You'll probably do it for the break.
Yes, your dad is saying yes, it's
because
the birds.
Because we pre-record this
show. That's right.
So if we mess
we
up,
we are podcasting live, but we are not broadcasting live. And so from Ecclesiastes 3, this is King Solomon looking back at the duality of life and everything, and he writes down, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing,
a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak,
a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Now, when we're reading the Bible as we know it today,
yeah,
it's based upon the Greek translation of the Hebrew language. And in this book of the Bible, there's a lot of words in there that you don't see in other parts of the Bible. It's an old Hebrew word that sort of means vapor. It's like you can't really grab it. You can't really...
You see it there.
And then it's gone. And that's how King Solomon is
almost
looking.
Almost like a mist.
Yes. And that's actually what it literally means. It's a mist or a vapor. And what I love is that despite the Greek translation, it captures that universal paradox of everyday life.
It shows... Because that still relates to today. People are like, oh my gosh, what's going on in my life? What do I do at this time
moment? Exactly.
It's like... People don't know what to do, when to do it.
And that's why I love the verse that your grandfather read. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. And it's like, hey, young people, enjoy your life now.
Hey.
In our house, we call it sugar days. I tell my son, hey, enjoy your sugar days now, buddy. I beheld him this summer pushing carts in at the San Marcos HEB. And it's like, I guess your sugar days are over. But
you get ripped doing that job, though.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
I get ripped. Maybe I should go do it. But like I said, despite the Greek translation, it captures that. And of course, it's got some great advice for young people.
Young people such as myself, Ecclesiastes 1:9 has a verse. And that says, what has been will be done again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun.
Again. You know, looking at things kind of realistically, I guess, but that phrase, under the sun, appears in the book of Ecclesiastes.
But it's nothing new.
Right. And it appears 20 times. And what King Solomon is saying is, all we know is what happens under the sun. Because, of course, the Hebrews didn't believe in life after death. They didn't conceptualize heaven the way we do after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so he's saying, basically, everything that we've done has been done, and there's nothing new. And again, it has kind of a mournful tone to it.
Repeating
exactly.
Over and over again what our ancestors have done before. And you could kind of see that now because we're so far from where we started. People are like, the world's pretty much just going in a loop at this point because we had a time where we were really close to God, but now we're falling away again. Then later in life, we might get really close to God again.
Two vicars ago, I spoke to him, and he calls it post-Christendom. That's not a very great place to be when you think about it.
No.
He's basically talking about the time where, like you said, we're no longer focused on God. We're really focused on ourselves. And this is such a great advice for young people. All the troubles you've had, I had. You had issues with classmates, I had issues with classmates.
But who knows, they might be on different levels, but they're all the same problems.
All the same problems, that's right. And of course, it also goes on to talk about time and life changes. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8. The end of the matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. When I saw that soccer video of you, I was like, wow, you know.
You got sent a highlight video of my training.
Yeah, Kiki's most valuable plays. And this is something that I've seen in your generation, really started with the millennials, this concept of placing value on effort over results.
Yeah.
It's always better to accomplish something than to say you want to do something. We could have said, hey, we should host a Christian podcast someday. And we'll just keep talking about it, but we'll never do it.
It's like, it's the old saying, put your money where
your mouth is.
That's
right.
That's practically what you're saying.
We do it every Thursday at Chick-fil-A as I continue to accrue points.
You can come and visit us at some point. It's pretty
right.
empty here.
Thursday morning, yes. They're not having the chamber mixer today. But it's a reminder that we should be purposeful in life and we should do things. And, of course, it wraps up at the end, Ecclesiastes verse 12. Now all has been heard. He's talked about all this mournful stuff, and King Solomon wraps it up. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of every human being.
For God will bring every deed into judgment, be it good or evil.
He's trying to end up on a lighter note.
Yes, and after all of this stuff, he gets down to
he's
the
like,
heart
oh, yeah,
of the matter.
It'll be fine.
And no matter what you do, you might not find meaning in it. But if you cleave to the commandments of Moses, and if you live a good and righteous life, so what? The generation after you may not remember you.
It doesn't
matter.
But
God knew you in the womb, and God will check that box that you lived a life that was godly to him.
Yes.
even though I had this big reminder here, I forgot to say it. I wanted to thank Christ Presbyterian. I was a guest of the Blydens this past Sunday, and I saw Dee Anderson, who you probably know, Caitlin's dad. And he walked up and he said to me, I usually ask people, did you like the service? But I want to ask you, do you think God liked the service? And I thought, that is a great way to put that question. And in the context of Ecclesiastes, ask yourself, did God like your day today? When the sun goes down and you're in bed and Ozzy's there with you and you're thinking about
my
the next day and you're drifting off to sleep. That's what this book is about. When we're not under the sun, we'll be happy with the life we led.
It's like, in general, it's like, it doesn't matter what other people think you did with your life. It's all that matters is saying,
exactly,
do you think
right.
you fulfilled your life to the way God wanted you
and
to?
And I couldn't help but notice about the tractors under the sun, and our light is the one that's not working
nice.
In the restaurant. So we're not really under the light or the sun here this morning. Kiki did give me the look. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
You've been listening to the ChristCast 2020, and to God be the
glory.